All right, and we are back. Welcome to the second episode of Charlie and Me, where if you're not related to us or our friends, I don't know why you're listening. Tonight, Charlie and I have decided to each have a glass of wine. It's good for the heart, good for the brain.
Wine guys.
Good for everything. A couple wine guys out here. Aficionados, if you will. And so, yeah, we're really we're getting the week started. We want to welcome you to the show. It's what is it, the 6th, Charlie? I don't write dates down anymore.
6th, March 6th.
It's the 6th of March. Next week I hope to be sitting on a beach and Charlie will still be in Chicago. So anyway, we'll get it started right away here. Charlie and I just want to just give you a quick update on our lives. Pretty much a brief weekend highlight of what we enjoyed about our weekends. Charlie, what do you got in that?
My big moment was I reinstalled my dartboard. It fell down a couple weeks ago, and I finally got around to fixing it up. I had to go to Home Depot. Saw a cute dog at Home Depot, but that's besides the point. Yeah, got some supplies and reattached my dartboard. I play some darts.
All right, so Chuck's hucking beers and throwing spears or something like that. I don't know what they call it, but something like that.
Real active.
It's good for your elbow.
Yep.
My big thing is great living in Des Moines. It was nice enough for me to play two holes of golf this weekend. I live right on a golf course, literally walked outside, smacked a couple balls. I lost two balls, and then I had to leave the course, so I only got to play two holes. But it was fantastic. Great weather, and now there's snow on the ground, so I got to play golf. The next big thing we wanted to introduce to this podcast, which I don't know how we didn't introduce it last time, but Charlie has some of the
worst.
He always remembers music. He's got a taste in music. He's got a taste, that's for sure. But he will always remember the tune, the refrain. He remembers it all, and it's ridiculous. So he'll be singing it. Charlie and I lived together for 4 years, as most of you know. And and it was pretty amazing that I never punched him in the face. So that's a reoccurring theme in that show. This will come back up later. But yeah, definitely. Charlie's going to introduce his song of the week that he's just been jamming to. So, Charlie, what do you got for us?
It's called Are You Happy Now by Michelle Branch. Reason I like this song, it's softer. When I listen to music, I listen to more of the beat and tones, not necessarily the words. And so it's got a friendly tone that I can listen to while I'm at work. But then it picks up a little bit in the chorus, so I can also listen to it when I'm off for a run or biking. It just got introduced to me last week.
Wait, do you own a bike?
No, I don't.
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
Okay.
When you're out for a run or biking, go ahead.
I bike at work.
Oh, stationary bike. You got that. As a former collegiate athlete, you have to tell someone when you're stationary biking.
I was
stationary biking.
Yeah. Okay. Way more of a grind. Right.
I'm glad we cleared that up.
Yeah. So I probably listen to this song on average 6 times a day. I'll probably be done with it in the next couple of days, coming up on the week mark, and yeah, I look forward to sharing my next song with you. Maybe I'll even sing it next time for you, next week.
That'll be interesting. Can't wait. Yeah, but it's pretty annoying when Charlie would just sing his songs nonstop. Unbelievable. Well, the next guest we have on this show here, it's a good friend of ours, good friend of the podcast. It's just like Kayla Janto. So we will now introduce Kayla. Is that Kayla Janto?
Hello.
Oh, is that Kayla?
It is Kayla.
Kayla, welcome to Charlie and Me. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Good. For those of you who don't know who Kayla is, I'm sorry. That's too bad.
Real bummer.
Kayla's pretty cool. She dated our good friend and friend of the podcast, Ryan Trapp.
Former roommate.
Ooh, former roommate too. Yeah. Add him to the list.
He's gonna be here in like 5 minutes.
Yeah, we don't
want to talk to him.
We didn't invite him on. We invited you on. So welcome to the podcast. We had a couple things to start off with here. I think Charlie's going to take it away.
Yeah, okay. First question for you is to describe Grant in three words and then describe me in three words.
Didn't you guys do this last week, describing each other? Okay.
But now you're going to describe us.
Okay.
Thanks for listening.
I would say funny.
Ooh.
It's got to be you, Chuck. Looks aren't everything.
Well, I'd say funny for both of you.
Oh,
you got a two for one.
Grant, I would have to comment on his cooking skills because he has cooked meals for me before, so that's fun.
Nice.
So I would say good chef, although that's not one word. But
yeah, we'll let it pass.
It's a brief hyphenated.
And generous.
Ooh.
Is that Charlie or?
Grant still.
That's weird.
I don't know. I just think of you as a kind person.
My mom's gonna love this podcast.
Have you told her about it?
Yeah, I send it to her every week.
So I sent
her the last one.
Okay. All right. Charlie. Funny as well. I'd say. Charlie.
Ouch, this hurts.
It's funny that she takes so long for you.
Well, I would have to I've only heard stories, but I'd have to comment about the poor spelling.
Oh.
Not to pick on you, but
that's
accurate. That's two words, so whatever. we'll let that one slide. Well, thanks for making fun of Charlie. Now it's time to make fun of yourself.
She has one more.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I've only said two for
no,
Charlie.
No, you have. You said Charlie and then funny. Those are two.
So just his name is a quality.
I'm kidding. Go ahead.
And then I would say one thing that's sticking out about Charlie is the fact that he had his first cup of coffee on spring break last summer that I captured. So I would just say non-caffeinated because he doesn't often have coffee, but maybe you have picked it up since then. I don't know.
I'd like to clarify that was on spring break last year, and that was the first cup of coffee I ever made for myself.
Oh, it wasn't the first cup you've
But had. I wasn't, but yeah, I was not very caffeinated until I graduated. Now I drink coffee 7 days a week.
Now he's highly caffeinated.
But yeah, I went through college without hardly drinking coffee.
Sure.
There we go. Okay. Next, now we have questions for you.
All right. That was great. Yeah, that wasn't actually a question. It was more of a statement for you. But this one's a question. This one's a question. So, Kayla, we've all known each other for, I don't know, about 5 years now. That's a lot of time. A lot of time to know people. I think someone said if a friendship lasts for – I think it was like Gandhi or something. But if a friendship lasts for 7 years – then it'll last forever. So you got two more to go, but we'll keep you in.
Get out now.
Yeah. But we were thinking about it, and we were like, what's Kayla's most embarrassing college moment?
A few come to mind. You want me to?
One's good enough.
Whatever you're comfortable saying.
I feel like this goes for a lot of us, but ICP freshman year.
So for those of us aren't listening, in the most G-rated version, so the NCAA doesn't kick the McAllister track team out. what is ICP?
It is the conference party after our indoor conference meet. All inclusive for the entire track team, boys and girls.
Nice.
And some interesting things happen sometimes.
All right.
I had a lot to drink and fun dancing.
Yeah, we'll let the listeners fill in the rest of the
story. Yeah, we won't embarrass you too hard, and we know your parents are probably listening to this awesome podcast, so we understand. We were both at that party. We get it.
Sure was. All right, next question for you. What is your favorite facial hairstyle of Ryan's? We all know that he likes to shave his hair in funny ways, and he has a ability to grow an abundance of facial hair very quickly. So what's your favorite style?
Favorite style. Well, it seems to come out in peak season around November, especially when we had cross country prom.
Oh, yeah.
Some pretty memorable ones. I'd say my favorite one was, I don't know even what you call it, but, you know, the sides are trimmed, but the around the mouth and the...
The goatee.
The nose.
Fu Manchu? Little Fu Manchu action, or?
Yeah, that one.
I think that's the one. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Fu Manchu, yeah.
That ranks in the top two for me, personally. Yeah. Top two.
Honestly, anything that, when he tries to emulate his back patch on his face, I'm a big fan of that, too.
Yep. All right, Grant, what do you got?
It's pretty good. Yeah, Kayla, you're talking to two big Bears fans here, so got a couple sports-related questions. thought you might be interested. First of all, what's the GM's name of the Bears?
Couldn't tell you.
Yeah, didn't think so. Anyway, that's all I wanted to know. No, I we got farther questions. You still a big Brett Favre fan?
Here and there. He kind of lost some steam for me when he went to the Vikings, but, you know, original Packer player, so Hall of Fame, have to be somewhat of a fan.
Ring of Honor guy.
So you didn't have an issue with him going to the Jets and hanging out with cheerleaders? Sending pictures?
Oh, pretty much all of his moves to other teams offended me, but Vikings was worse than the Jets, in my opinion.
I can respect that. I was just talking more about his actions while he played for the Jets, but, you know, whatever. It wasn't his watch, so. Yeah.
All right,
We figured you were still a Brett Favre fan here and there.
Yeah.
Here and there.
All right, I have one question for you, more on the serious side of things. So for those who don't know, you're going to PA school in a couple of months. Why did you choose that route for your career?
That's a good question. Well,
thank you.
it's one I got in interviews a lot.
we're not looking for an interview answer. We're looking for a fun answer.
A fun answer. You get to do a lot of cool stuff. You get to see a lot of people with, you know, illnesses and hopefully help treat them. But, really just, I don't know, medical stuff interests me a lot. With just the breadth of things that you see. You can help in surgery, which I think is super cool. First assist in surgery. I don't know. My coworkers and I were... talking about dermatology today, and we looked up the Dr. Pimple Popper stuff.
Dude, my sisters watch that nonstop.
They were joking around that that's going to be me. If I go into dermatology, I'll just be popping pimples all day. So I guess you could say that's kind of cool.
Or Kayla, I went to the doctor on Monday. I thought I was dying. I guess I just had some heartburn.
Me too.
We're not really sure what happened. You get a lot of anxiety about that when your heart starts to hurt, and it was just heartburn. Went to the doctor, got like all those heart things. I think that makes three of us that within the past year have gotten our hearts checked out.
Yeah. So we're now the serious one, but
yeah, yours was probably the scariest, but that, you know, whatever. You know, Charlie and I had like irregular heartburns, so we're basically 80-year-old men, and then you had a serious issue. So not downplaying that at all. So if you were a PA, would you be able to like hook me up to the cardiograph so I
EKG.
No, well, I was on a cardiograph, not an EKG.
Lame.
An echocardiogram.
I have no idea.
There are special technicians that do ultrasounds of the heart, but I'd be able to do some tests.
When I think I'm dying, I'll just drive and see you, and then we can.
Yeah, for sure.
Right. Over. Cool.
I'll tell you that you're fine.
Yeah. It was
for a back. Yeah. Here's a lollipop.
It was my first time using my own insurance, so that's growing up for you.
Hey, it's a scary thing.
Yeah. All right. Kayla, I have it in on a pretty good note that you're a good speller. Do you think you're better than Charlie?
I do think I'm better than Charlie.
Prove it.
Ooh, you ready to prove it? This is the last segment of this interview. Then you can go and, you know,
watch The Bachelor.
Do whatever you do on Tuesday nights.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
The extended version. Yes, I'm ready.
Do you have a pen and paper in front of you in case you need it?
Because I do.
I do now. Sure.
I don't have a language of origin, so never ask for one. Anyway, I'm gonna start the first question. We're gonna have two rounds here. First round is I ask Charlie first. Second round is I ask you first. If one person gets it wrong, then the other person has a chance to win that round outright by spelling the word that I gave the first person correctly. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Charlie, you're first.
Cat, right?
Can you spell cartography?
Cartography. As in, like, map making, right?
Yeah. Hey, good for you. You knew where it's from. You didn't even ask for the definition.
Fun fact, my great grandpa was a cartographer. World War II. When he passed away, we found some classified maps in his garage of Japan.
Wow.
Cool. Well, I think Google Maps has those now, so you don't have to worry about that.
Okay. Cartographer.
Yeah.
C-A-R-T-O.
Whoa. Go start again.
C-A-R-T-O. Cartographer.
I have a question. Wasn't it cartography?
No, cartographer. Map maker.
I said cartography, so.
Oh, come on.
What the heck?
Did I spell cartographer wrong or right?
Didn't you start with a D?
No, C.
Oh, it sounded like a D. But yeah, no. You were. I mean, probably kind of close. I don't have it in front of me. I'm not a great speller either. I just know you're worse. All right, Kayla, do you want to win this round outright? Hopefully.
Can I try cartography?
What?
Can I try cartography?
No, you messed up.
God. I got excited
so
by my story.
So it's my turn to steal it?
Cartography. Steal it from him.
C-A-R-T-O-G-R-A-P-H-Y.
Ding, ding, ding. That's correct. Kayla wins round one.
There's an asterisk by that one. Let's just put it that way.
I'm not putting any asterisks anywhere.
Whatever.
Kayla, you get the first shot at this one.
All right.
There'll be no clarifying questions throughout this process here. So your word is new.
New?
It's French.
N-E-W.
Oh, that sucks. It's a silent K. So I did know that. Sorry.
Hey, can I spell it?
Yeah, Charlie, go ahead.
Question.
K-N-E-W.
You got it. Congratulations. All right, we're going to one overtime round here. All right, overtime round.
Bring
it on. Overtime round, you each get an individual word, and you cannot steal from each other.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Ready.
Okay.
Ready.
Kayla, since you had the lead and lost it, you get to go first.
Okay.
Exploration.
Oh, come on.
Exploration?
Yep.
Exploration.
That is correct, Charlie.
Hot
seat here, Charlie. You gotta get this right. You know what they say about ties. Did your sister listen to this?
I'll send it to her.
Yeah, that'll be good. All right, you ready?
No ties.
It's like kissing your sister.
I've never heard that.
That's a pretty common phrase.
Yeah.
That's all right. We'll catch you up. Just keep listening to us. Charlie, your word is distribution.
Oh, boy. distribution. Okay, D-I-S-T-R-O-B-U-T-I-O-N.
It's a U. Or no, it's D-I-S-T-R-I-B-U-T-I-O-N.
Oh, dang it. Spellcheck usually catches that one for me.
Spellcheck would catch that one on the normal. But Kayla, yeah. Congratulations. You are smarter than Charlie at spelling. So.
Thank you. I'm honored.
Yeah. I'm a little upset you didn't get that new one right, but either way, you were wrong. So.
Me too.
Alrighty, thanks, Kayla.
Kayla, it was a pleasure having you on the show. We hope to have you back sometime.
I hope so, too. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, that was fun. I'm glad Charlie still can't spell. Otherwise, that would have been a really weird segment.
I don't know. I wouldn't know what to do if I won. It'd be like a dog chasing a car. What do you do when you win a spelling bee?
What do you do?
Go to Disney World? Go to Applebee's? I don't know.
I have no idea. I have no idea at all. Well, now we're coming into everyone's favorite segment, minus Charlie stinking at spelling. Let's see how well Charlie can describe what we got. Rugby this week.
We got rugby.
So Charlie's got 90 seconds. For those of you who haven't been here before, Charlie has 90 seconds to describe rugby, and I'll cut him off the moment it's over, and we won't go any farther. And the segment's done. So, Charlie, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Hold on. You have 3, 2, 1, go.
Okay, rugby is described as 15s or 7s. That is how many people are on the field per team. So it can be 15 versus 15 or 7 versus 7. The rules are pretty much the same for both games. Compared to football, a touchdown is called a try. It's worth 5 points. You run it into what we would call the end zone. And in order to actually get the points, you have to touch the ball to the ground, like physically touch the ball to the ground. They have to tap it on the ground. 5 points. And from that, you kick what would be like an extra point, but in rugby, it's called the conversion. That's worth 2 points. And then there's also a three-point option similar to a field goal. It's like a drop goal. You have to drop the ball on the ground, kick it through the uprights. It's 3 points. You can do that from any spot in the field, but don't miss because the other team will get the ball. Some basic terminology, there's a knock-on, which is when you're passing the ball and like the person drops it or hits their hands and falls forward. That's a knock-on. The other team gets the ball. Basic rules of rugby, there are no forward passes. You have to lateral it backwards. Okay, so if a runner gets tackled, you cannot tackle him above the shoulders, and you cannot leave your feet to tackle him. That's how they keep hits from being too vicious. Once you get tackled, the carrier of the ball has to set the ball on the ground, and then a ruck forms, which is basically just a big melee for the ball. But there are some structured rules. You have to stay on your half of the line, so basically you can't cross over the halves. You have to push from the back, and then the runner has to place the ball between the legs of his teammate, and then someone has to grab the ball from him between the legs. That's called a ruck. And then dang it, there's so many rules to rugby. I should have picked an easier sport.
Yeah, we got plenty of time. We got plenty of time.
Maybe I'll do rugby point two later.
I have one clarifying question throughout that entire thing. You gotta touch the ball to the ground in order to get whatever the touchdown's called, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because football, right?
Call it a try.
Yeah, whatever. So can the ground cause a fumble? Or,
it almost always does.
So is it a fumble?
On football, there's no ambiguity in the rules. It's, once the ball hits the ground.
Oh, that's a hot
it's
take.
It's good.
That's a hot take. All right.
Way clear, way more simple.
All right.
There's not less confusion.
Man. So we got Charlie calling out football in today's podcast. Man, this is a hot one. This one's coming out hot. We got Ryan's facial hair and football is ambiguous. Woo!
Yeah, football. Fix your rules.
Come on, Roger. You're better than that.
That's on Roger, yeah.
That's on Roger. Oh, our next little quick segment we got here is a quick little spring training update. It's that time of the year. We got all these guys playing baseball. We got Russell Wilson taking cuts. It's unbelievable. So we'll do a quick update. We each got a little bit stuff to touch up on here, but sounds to me like we're both going to talk about the Cubs. So
who else would we talk about?
Yeah, it's the
best team by far.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know what league the Twins play in. Are they grapefruit or are they cactus?
Twins are grapefruit. I watched them play 5-7 years ago.
All right. Well, see, I've never seen baseball in Florida, so I've only been to Sloan Park, which is like 2 years old. So, got that going for me. Spring training update. Charlie, why don't you start it up?
So like Grant said, talking about the Cubs in this one, spring training. Yu Darvish, big free agent pickup. The Cubs threw his first innings today as a Cub in spring training. He threw 2 innings, 4 strikeouts, big time. Also, like to raise the point.
Are you a big fan?
I'm a big fan of the Cubs. I'm going to go ahead and say that.
Are you a big fan?
Oh, you, heck, you Darvish.
Nice,
you,
right?
Got
right?
it. Nice. Picking up
a little play on words. Can you spell that?
Y-U.
Ooh, see, that was a hard one. There could be there could be an O in there.
No.
It's not. There's not. There's not. But
no. Anyway. One last thing I'd like to point out. Jake Arrieta, still a free agent. No one signed him. Could he come back to the Cubs? If they did, could they ever lose?
No. Well, I mean, we might as well. We're going to win. I mean, all right. I'm going to call it right here. Call my shot. Cubs win the World Series 2019.
I'm not going to argue.
Why would I argue? I mean,
yeah.
Of course. And if the Cubs don't win it, the Indians will. And they're going to suck this year.
It's their last year at their logo.
Oh, shit. Logo that'd be fun. That'd be a fun one. I would love that. I'm going to miss that logo. That's a good logo. I'm going to buy as many Indian hats as possible.
Yeah, they're losing Chief Wahoo. They have 1 year left with them.
Everyone who knows me knows I'm not politically correct, so I'm upset about that. Anyway.
What's your spring training update?
My spring training update is the Cubs can hit the ball. Holy shit. You got Ian Happ out here. If it's not a home run, it's a freaking triple to deep center. I mean, holy cow, this guy's got wheels and the long ball.
I think we may have
also hot take, though. You hear who was it? Somebody comes out and says the balls are lighter.
So, the balls have been juiced. I've been convinced the balls have been juiced
maybe,
for like
maybe
years.
Maybe that's why Ian Happ's so quick around the bases. Lighter balls.
Yeah, you said it first.
I'm gonna hold on to that take. Woo. Yeah. Woo. That's crazy though. I mean, that'd be interesting because then do we give Aaron Judge do we even pitch to him anymore? Because the balls are lighter. He's gonna take a yard every time.
Especially in Yankee Stadium, just put him.
They should put him back in the polo grounds where he has to sit hit the dead center.
Give him a cricket bat.
Yeah. Did you ever play that? Do you ever play like MLB at bat, and then you play like the polo grounds, and all you have to do is like pull a good foul ball, and you hit a home run.
Yeah, that was great. It's so easy.
Oh my god, that was the best.
Yeah.
Those were the days.
Throwback. Yeah.
Lastly, on my spring training update is, holy cow, Kyle Schwarber looks good.
He lost, 40, 50 pounds?
I don't care. If he hits another ball in his life, he's got every girl in Chicago all over him. I guarantee it.
I'll tell you, a little insider knowledge on that one. The ladies are loving Schwarber. Ladies love Schwarbs.
What's not to like? I don't blame him. If I was a girl, he'd be in my top 10. And that's a tough top 10 to crack.
I know that top 10, man.
Top 10 is tough. We'll talk about that some other time. But, woo!
Yeah.
Him in my top 10. Ooh. Good for him.
All right, Grant.
Good for him.
The last time I told a story about one of our first nights in college together. What do you have for us this time?
Oh, Charlie. Do I got something? So, anyone who knows us knows Charlie and I are pretty competitive.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, basically, we argued about whether it was going to be Grant and me or Charlie and me for the podcast, right? So, yeah.
I won that one.
Yeah, because it sounded more like Marley and made people cry. So that's where we went. That's where we went with that. But basically, I just want to bring up a little competitive story of Charlie and I's where, you know, we're playing video games, so obviously I'm not the best. But, yeah, we probably had a day or so where we didn't want to talk to each other because of this. Well,
yeah, I would want to talk to you, but you would ignore me.
Yeah. So – every year, the best time of year comes around in April, and you hear Jim Nance's voice just screaming your name. You just hear this week at the Masters, and you got Jim Nance just I can't even think about it without just getting so excited to play some golf. And us both being competitive, and Charlie having Tiger Woods at the Masters on his Xbox 360, we decide, you know, fuck it, let's play an entire round of the Masters. And so Monday we had a practice round. Tuesday we also had a practice round. Wednesday open up with the par three. Our families weren't there, unfortunately. They couldn't make it. I think my same caddy carried the bag, but you know, end of the day, it was great. I had a great par three. I think I shot, I don't even know. I like
I think 20, you're seven under. through nine. It's nine holes. You were 7 under.
Yeah, so I basically birdied all but two, right? So that's a pretty good day. That's a pretty good day at the Masters on the par three. You know, I didn't skip the ball across the water because I had too much pride. But yeah, end of the day, it was pretty good. And you know, I'm coming out of that looking strong, feeling strong. First round, I'm like two back from Charlie. Still got a chance. I think we're looking good. He probably shot a 54. I probably shot like a 56 because, you know, it's Tiger Woods. Second round, not as good. You know, I think Charlie probably shot another 52, 54. I think I shot like a 76, so four over on Tiger Woods. You know, it puts you a good amount back. So the weekend rolls around. Surprisingly, I still make the cut since there's two guys and they, you know, they want people to watch. So we're playing and I, you know, I actually shoot a pretty good Saturday round. I think I shoot about...
I think you're a 62.
62? Whatever. Yeah. I'm just going to say 60 because it makes me sound cooler. And Charlie still shoots another, like, 57 or something. You know, he had a bad day. Shot a 57.
Bogey. First bogey of the tournament.
And so then Sunday comes around, and, you know, I'm down by... I think we're... This is probably, like, 27 strokes now I'm losing by. And I just decide not to play. I pull a nice little
John Daly. You just walk away.
John Daly, yeah. John Daly is a good example. I was thinking of the guy that wears the waste management glove. What's his name? The green glove, Charlie Hoffman. Yeah. So when I saw him at the PGA Championship, they had a storm roll in, and he had two holes to finish out before he missed the cut for the PGA Championship. And he was coming down, and he must have gotten plastered the night before. It's Saturday morning. He knows he's not going to make the cut because he's like seven strokes back. He's got two holes to finish up. And he is freaking plastered. Apparently, he had like a quad on the 18th hole. We were on the 9th, but it was his 18th because that's where he started. But that's what I felt like, and I just figured I wasn't going to pull Charlie Hoffman on him, and I was just going to just quit right there. And so to this day, I've actually never beaten Charlie in a round of Tiger Woods, besides par three, right? So if we keep the hole short, I'm in fair play, which is funny because I play with Tiger Woods, and he plays with his character. So that's that story. If anyone knows Charlie and I, it's actually funnier than it sounded, but
because I was giving a lot of crap the whole time, living life large, and we had a little whiteboard we were keeping score on, and we didn't erase it for about 51 weeks, and so that kind of like permanently stayed up there, so it's a permanent reminder of how bad I kicked Grant's ass.
Yeah, I think hopefully someone burned that in the LGC now, but we'll find out, you know. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Hopefully the quality is getting better, and we'll see y'all next week. I plan on still taping a podcast from the Caymans, so let's do it. But I appreciate everybody listening, and deuces.
Deuces.
Yeah, that was planned.